The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent and lots more, is here in our regular motoring slot. And today we don't want to talk about the latest models, the latest brands and car sales and statistics, or the industry issues. We want to talk about road accidents. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? And from a motoring perspective. But first of all, tell me about this new change in terms of car insurance that you've got to provide your driver number. I don't understand it. Explain it, please.
Yeah, OK, so this comes in on the 31st of March, which is next Monday. So from then onwards, if you haven't provided your insurance company with this number, if you want to renew your policy or you want to take out an existing policy, you have to have your driver number. Now, your driver number is a unique 9-digit number that is on your driver's license. If you have one of those new licenses, it's 4D is the section. As I said, it's a 9-digit number. If you Google it, there's lots of examples from insurance.
And what's the point to this? Is it more red tape?
No, the idea is that's a unique number that stays with you the whole way through your driving. So no matter whether you change your driver's license, you know, when it's been renewed, or you change your car model, none of those things, that number stays with you the whole time. The idea is it'll now go into the Irish Motor database that the guards have access to at the side of the road. So up to now, they've been able to check details on the car. Now they'll also be able to check details
but
about the driver.
You think during this stage of artificial intelligence, they'd have a master thing that you just put in your registration, you know, 141WX742, and everything will come up. The driver, the number, whether it's insured, whether it's got an MOT. What's so difficult about that?
Yeah, you'd think at this stage as well, we wouldn't have paper insurance discs, that we wouldn't have paper motor discs. All of these things could be digitised. They are apparently in the pipeline. It's all happening. But anyway, this is a step towards uninsured drivers. We have higher rates of uninsured drivers than the UK, than the rest of the EU, so we need to tackle it.
Now, you've been poring over the road fatalities and so on. So 164 pedestrians were killed last year. Is it last year? And 1,426 seriously injured. But if you drill down, which you've been doing, there's a couple of interesting features where the preponderance of accidents happen. It's amongst younger and older people. Just tell us.
Yeah, OK. So one of the things we've noticed over the last number of years, I mean, road deaths were obviously going up. Thankfully, they were down 4% last year. We've noticed there has been a decrease this year. But pedestrian fatalities, unlike a lot of countries in Europe, are rising in Ireland and have been. Now, this was a study that was conducted by the RSA from 2019 to 2023. And as you said, 164 pedestrians were killed. Now, the scary thing, I suppose, about pedestrians dying is we also know that for every one fatality on the road for a pedestrian, there's about 9 seriously injured, 3 of those with life-changing injuries. So we're talking about brain injuries, you know, confined to wheelchairs, serious, serious injuries. As you said, the risk factors really seem to be, the vulnerable ones seem to be our older people, so our over 75s and our younger people. Now, that's not that different from the rest of Europe, but it's just, I suppose, that we have older people on the road. Older people are, in terms of pedestrian fatalities, they're much more likely to die in a collision. I think that's the big thing. And also in a car, Ivan, you know, we have skewed stats for older people simply because they're more frail. So any sort of an impact can have a devastating impact, a devastating consequence
but
on an older person.
Hold on a second. If we're serious about road safety, this business, like my own nana, she was a hazard on the road. No doctor should have certified her. She'd pull out from things like this business where doctors don't want to say, now, Betty, you can't drive anymore because they lose their independence. Surely we should clamp down on these old ones and our ones who are on the road, who are not fit to drive, but their doctor isn't prepared to say no to them.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work done on that, and GPs over the years have, and very recently have, received new guidelines on assessing their patients. And a lot of the onus is on them really to assess that. But there's a number of things, like, we know.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability, off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Oh, that, you know, older people who depend on their car, when you take away that car and take away that ability to drive, they lose a huge amount of independence, loss of independence. We know that loneliness for older people is actually worse than, you know, than anything else that can
but
have
they
a
don't look
detrimental.
Left or right.
Right. OK, the other issue is, and we are not going to, we'll have texts into the show. I can just imagine them at the moment.
That's
the other
point.
Thing as well is age is relative. And you know this, Ivan. You know, you can have an 8-year-old who's sprightly, who's fine behind the wheel, and then you could have a 65-year-old who's dangerous. You can have 45-year-olds who are dangerous, and it's nothing to do with age. So I think the thing about it is, yes, we do need to keep our older people on the road safely
the
is the
thing
big thing.
That jumped out of the research that you've done in relation to pedestrian fatalities and serious injuries is the time of day or night it happens.
Yes, so close to half of pedestrian fatalities occur between 4 p.m. and midnight. Again, we're looking at darkness, we're looking at, you know, lack of visibility. The other problem is, I suppose, we have rain a lot of the time. We've a lot in comparison to other countries. So, you know, weather have probably plays a role in that. But yeah, definitely that's an issue. But then, I mean, I suppose the other half is that the fatalities occur in daylight as well. So,
but I thought if you were walking in the night, you had to have reflective, you know, those high vis things.
Oh, you do. I mean, people generally don't walk at night without being visible. But the problem is as well, you know, it's not always that easy to see. If you're travelling at speed as well, you're not going to see these people. So people need to slow down. The other issue is urban areas are particularly dangerous for cyclists and pedestrians. Again, that's to do with junctions and, again, you know, high speeds. That's one of the reasons why the speed limit is being reduced to 30 kilometres in urban areas around June.
Why is there so many accidents at holiday weekends? Is it more people are on the road or what?
Yeah, it's more people are on the road. People are using the road in a different way. They're on roads that may be unfamiliar to them. And there's also the element of drink, particularly for the St. Patrick's weekend. I mean, you know that people maybe who don't drink normally might have a few drinks at a bank holiday weekend. So there's a lot. Bank holiday weekends
are
always dangerous.
You're more likely to get caught at the bank holiday weekend.
But are you, though? I mean, how often, like how many times have you been caught in a checkpoint, Ivan?
Well, too many, but no, okay. But the point about it is, you're right. I mean, like, I see Garda numbers and stations are down by a quarter. Now, how does Ireland compare to the rest of Europe?
Yeah, so there were stats came out yesterday on 2024 in Europe. Now, the EU aimed to have road deaths and serious injuries by 2030. So that is, you know, that's a big ask, really. So in terms of who's doing well and who's doing badly, surprisingly, or not surprisingly, Ireland and Estonia were the only two countries who have actually saw a rise in road deaths from 2019 to 2024.
We're outliers is the worst in Europe, are we?
23% we saw an increase. Estonia saw 33%. So that was the worst. There were other countries like Greece, Spain, France, and Italy saw a small decrease. Lithuania and Poland actually saw a huge decrease, 35%. Now, they probably were starting with much greater stats than we were in the first place. The worst countries to drive in are Romania and Bulgaria. Now, Bulgaria is improving, but they are the two most dangerous.
Needless to say, the Nordic countries are best in class.
Yes, Sweden, 20 deaths per million. We have 35. We were hovering at 31 for a lot of years, but in the last few years, we've gone on to 35. And Denmark is 24 deaths per million. So they have the safest roads. As I said, Romania, it's 77 deaths per million. And Bulgaria, 74. So they have the highest. The average is about 44. In terms of affected groups and risk factors, rural roads account for 52% of fatalities in the EU. In Ireland, that's over 70%.
Yeah, well, S-bends and, you know, yeah, narrow roads.
The other thing is we have more rural roads than most other countries. Mm. So that's the, again, men make up 77% of road deaths. Very same in Ireland.
I thought women drivers was the problem.
No, obviously it's not. Ivan, I know you'd like to think it is, but it's not. Older occupants, 65-year-olds and young people, 18 to 24, that is an issue across Europe. Ireland is no different.
If Europe have this target for a 50% reduction in road deaths, what are they doing about it?
Well, much the same as what we're doing. One of the big things is enforcement. We know that. The other thing is public awareness. The other thing, though, that we could really be doing, and I think we could be doing more in Ireland, is actually making our roads safer. You know, in Sweden, they invest hugely in research about roads and how to take risk out of roads. So, for example, they replaced a lot of junctions with roundabouts because that reduces the risk of side impacts. You know, there's a lot of our roads. Also, one of the things they do is if you have a speed, you don't have a speed limit higher than 80. If you have traffic in two-way that can cross over from one to the other on a national road. That's what we're looking at doing in the summer. So there's a lot of things we could do with our roads, Ivan, I think.
All right. It's ongoing. Now we'll conclude, Ger, with some texts. Enda from Mayo is clearly a wise man after my own heart. We should euthanize everyone over 65 and ban people from under 25 from driving. Fair play to you, Enda. Kate says, how ridiculous is this new license number thing? Uninsured drivers won't be trying to get insurance in the first place. The two words uninsured drivers says it all. They've no intentions of getting insurance, just more work as usual for the law-abiding people, says Kate. And here's a question for you, which I don't think it'd be wise for you to answer. Is there one particular brand of car, Ger, that is more safe?
No, I mean, most of them at this stage pass they have the 5-star rating for the Euro NCAP. Just on the driver number, the idea is that when the guards stop, they can detect uninsured drivers easier. Not that uninsured drivers are obviously going to be going for insurance. That's the whole point. They're not. It's about the guards having more information when they stop you.
On the particular brand that's more safe, I think that's an ask the audience question rather than a you. Ger Herbert, always a pleasure to talk to you on a Wednesday on the PK Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.